You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor, and Nate Pass.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 239. I was really focused on getting the number right.
And you still stuttered.
The Dad Bod Golf Pod, the number one golf podcast ever.
Numero uno.
According to us.
Because we say it is. That's why we say so.
Happy Friday. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country. If you're listening to this, just know I took Arizona minus 2.5 last night. So we don't know how the score is going to end up. We don't know how. I think right now the bet's losing. So hopefully they pull out in the end. If not, no big deal, because I could have used my 50% welcome bonus. Use the coupon code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, get a 50% bonus, free bonus, just for putting money in. So you give them $100 in. They're going to give you 50 back free to play with. So you got 150 bucks to roll. Stack them, rack them, and let's go win some money. Go ahead.
Get this. Get what you can get this week. You cannot lose this week if you bet NBA. Well, you can if you bet over $250. But you can't lose if you bet less than 250 bucks. Got an email today. Risk it up to $250 here. Place real money wager, $10 or more on the matchups tonight or any other game throughout the week, and you keep all the profits if you win. And if you lose, they give you your money back.
That's sick. How about
that? That's pretty sick. This week only. It's only you can only do that this week only. They're getting the NBA started, getting kicked off.
So you're running out of time because it's Friday.
Yeah, so if you're a big money person, then you can't go over 250. Sorry, that's all they're gonna let. So make you a bunch of $10 bets, because it's got to be a minimum $10 to put you a bunch of. I mean, what is there, like 50 NBA games that get played in one day? So
seems like it.
Make you a bunch of $10 bets and get your money back, man. If you end up losing it, I mean, it's a win-win situation.
Absolutely.
I have no idea if they will give you that plus the complimentary 50.
There's a lot going on at BetOnline. You just need to go on, check it out. You're bound to win some money. So yes. Check them out. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. All right, Ben, tonight we're going to do a little smorgasbord of golf news.
Yes.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. We're going to have some fun. So there's an article on golf.com about a pretty unique golf course. It's that's only 6,200 yards, but it's 6,200 yards, but it has on both sides, the front and the back nine, it has three par threes, three par fours, and three par fives. So it has six par fives for a 6,200 yard course.
My kind of course.
I love it. I love it. This
number
is
one at 6,200 yards. I love that.
Pinecrest Lake in the Poconos.
Yes.
Northeastern Pennsylvania. I thought the Poconos was down around.
You really thought that was an island one, didn't you?
Key Largo, Montego. Yeah. Isn't that somewhere around the.
Yes, it is.
The Kokomo? Or is that the Poconos?
Kokomo. It's Kokomo, not Poconos. But go ahead.
Ah, okay. I'm missing it. Gotcha. So, Northeastern Pennsylvania.
You and geography. Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thought it? So kind of crazy. You don't see that very often. You know, typically it's the stereotypical par 72, two par fives or four par total par fives, four total par threes, rest of par fours. But mixing it up a little bit, I kind of like it. We both have played a course at least has one nine this way in Andalusia, Alabama. The front nine has three par fives, three par fours, and three par threes. I think it's pretty sweet. You got a bunch of chances to score. What do you think, Ben?
I love it. I love weird stuff like this. I like this a whole lot better than just a course full of par fours that ends up being a par 70 course. I can't stand that. So I love this. But again, I'm familiar growing up playing Andalusia Country Club. And then you, of course, have played in tournaments there. That's another reason I like it. It's just because it's something that I've actually been able to be a part of. And so, weird, unique stuff like that is kind of cool to me. And so, and it looks beautiful. They got pictures of it on there. It's probably freezing up there this week, so I doubt they're playing. But I bet 2 weeks ago it was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Something that I guarantee you, it's really weird when strangers go, you know, somebody like me and you that played a course like this, if we showed up there, like we would just think it was neat. We wouldn't think it was weird. I guarantee you they get a lot of people that show up there and they play and they're like, what the hell's going on? Why are there, why are there three of each? Like, what's happening?
Yeah. So looking at the black tees, which is the back, it's 62-41. I mean, they got some pretty good, like there's this 567 yard par five. There's some short par fives, but I bet you it's very, there may be short on the card, but they probably play longer, like dog legs and things like that. Because just like Andalusia has a par five that is not, it's impossible almost to get there in two because it's literally one of those, it's like a right angle. So
yes,
you got to hit, you would have to hit. You have to hit two shots to get past the corner. Like there's if you don't, you have to hit a drive and then a sling slice if you're right-handed to cut it around. So it's, you just don't see many guys playing like that. So I just thought that this conversation started. We kind of want to hear some of the crazy courses that you guys play. If you have any of these wild courses, wild holes, hit us in the comments, hit us in DMs. We'd like to research it, hear about it. But Ben, what's the craziest, the weirdest maybe course or golf hole that you've played that sort of falls along in these lines? Like what's, give me one that you
the
got.
The course is, and I'll say this as part of the RTJ courses, the course is the Greenville course because they have three nines. So
yeah,
you don't know when you go down there which two nines you're playing for the 18 that day. So that's always kind of neat to go, because when you make the tee time, you're basically making a tee time for nine holes on one course and nine holes on another course. So I've always thought that was a little strange that they didn't have, that they got three nines instead of having four nines and just having two 18 hole courses. So that's kind of neat in my book, the Greenville course. As far as hole is concerned, there are two holes that stick out in my mind. And one is, a course in Jasper, Alabama, home of the original Guthries, by the way.
How about that?
And
they're from Auburn.
And they moved out when his kids came to Auburn. That's when he put the stores in Auburn, so they have somewhere to work.
Gotcha.
And so it is a par three that is super short, but you can't. It's like the one at Andalusia Country Club, Kyle, but it's worse. They actually straight up a hill. They actually have a camera set up where you can see a television and you can see the green to see what your ball did once it gets up there. Because
no way.
it is straight up and you can't, there's like a waterfall coming up, like you're hitting into a waterfall. It's really neat. But
what's the name of the course?
I don't know the name of the course. I think it's called Musgrove Country Club, if I'm not mistaken. It's been
interesting.
It's been probably 20 years since I played there. So it's great. It's a real short par three. It's like a nine iron to get it up there. But you absolutely have zero clue what your ball does once it goes over the hill. Like you don't know. So you hit the ball and you immediately look over the television to see what your ball's doing, to see when it just shows up.
That's wild. Musgrove Country Club. That's what it is. Yeah. Jasper, yeah. Alabama.
There you go. And then the other one was when I played down at Stream Song, I knew I was in trouble because you know I'm not a long hitter. And you're talking about long par fives or dogleg par fives. We get on the par five and the caddy goes, if you get bogey on this hole, it's a good score.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, who says that on a par five? And I'm not kidding, Kyle. Driver, three wood, hybrid, still short of the green.
That's incredible.
And so and he was right. And you know, the greens are at Stream Song too are like super slick. And once you got to the green, if you got on the wrong side of the green was like 100 yards long and like 75 yards wide. So
just putt forever.
Yeah, it was three putt city once you got there. So yeah, when he said that. Because it was, of course, our first time ever playing it. And, I mean, it had to have been almost a – it felt like it. It felt like a friggin' 800-yard par five. Like, the fact that I hit three good shots, very solid, and still came up 70 yards short was phenomenal. However, parred the hole.
How about it? There you go. So you
got up and down from 70 yards.
That's sick. I'm trying to think of some stuff, like crazy holes that I played – and I don't know, like there's a hole at Mossy Oak in West Point, Mississippi. It's a par five, but you can't hit driver off the tee. It's weird. It's like a, you got to hit like a, because there's a ditch and it's a blind tee shot, you got to hit like a 220 yard shot, and then you got like 300 into the green. So it's like you can't, there's no way you can get over the creek, not even if you hit it 400 yards. It's just, it's really, and so that's kind of a weird dynamic, hitting an iron, a shorter, or I guess a longer iron off the tee, and then you got to turn around and hit three wood. You don't, that doesn't happen very often. And then this is just like a feature, I guess, but at Columbus Country Club, you ever play Columbus Country Club?
Awesome course.
I guess it's
like the one, it's like old timey course.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one, two, three, four. The par five is a par five.
Mm-hmm.
The green is a rectangle. Like when I say rectangle, like it has corners, like it's cut, it's shaved into a corner, which
it's
I
like
think
that, it's like they shaved, it's like they took a tee box and made a green out of it.
Yeah. It is when I say rectangle, I mean, you got the skinny side and the long side, and you got literal corners, like not rounded, nothing. Like they cut them into corners. It's pretty crazy. But I love quirky stuff. I've played a ton of courses where, you know, old school country clubs that you got to hit up and then hit back and stuff like that. But Andalusia.
Well, just over there in Columbus, well, at Pine Mountain, Callaway Gardens, not the Champion Course, or it's called something else, but the other one, I think it's called the Mountain Course or something. Every hole. You would probably never hit driver. Like, you look at the yardage and it's like 6,100 yards, 6,200 yards, and every hole is a friggin' dog leg. So you would stay in trouble if you hit your driver. And so they tease you too, because the first hole, you get to hit driver straight away, par four. That's the last straight hole you're going to see the entire time you're out there. Congratulations.
So always everything heard good things is about
it. It is. It's a great course. I never think to go over there and go, because you think Callaway Gardens, you got to take the kids to the light show or something like that. And it's like, oh man, I need to come back and play golf. So it's a pretty neat one. I mentioned Greenville. It's the same way. I mean, there's a couple of holes there that you got to take iron off the tee, even on par fives, because they've got rivers that are running through there, and you can't. I equate it to, there's a lot of par fives that they're like number one at AU club. Like, you can't hit driver off the tee because you're going to get yourself in trouble. But it's a par five instead of a par four. And so you're next. So it's funny, the different, I mean, we got farm links that you and I have talked before about, people know about it. They've seen the viral videos that finally the rest of the world is getting out that they can come play. We've known about it for years. It's number, is it four or five?
The five.
Mountain hole. So
the mountain hole.
That's the one four. That's the one that's super famous, because when you're going up, like, your cart's barely getting up there to the top. The scenic views are absolutely unbelievable, and you're 220 yards from the hole, and they're like, it's playing 135 today.
Yeah.
Like, what?
And it's like, so, you're in a theater. It's like you're looking down into like an amphitheater or something. It's crazy.
It doesn't look real when you're standing on the very top tee box.
No, it doesn't.
It looks like you're looking at, like, some sort of portrait or – like a screensaver or something in front of you that's just like, because you can see movement, but it's like, this just, then when you hit your ball, it just doesn't seem real. And their par threes at Farm Links are actually all pretty nice. I like all of those par threes.
There's some pretty quirky holes. There's some pretty quirky holes at Grand National. There's, is it 16 on the lakes or is it 15? That's a pretty quirky hole. No, it's 16. It's 16 because after 15 is the island par three. They're at 16, and they do this. They used to do this in the Barbasol. They could tee it up where you could drive the green, but it's basically you wouldn't even call it a dog leg. Like, you have a straight fairway. It's crazy. So you got like a straight fairway, and then the green is actually, so if you were to go at the end of the fairway, take an immediate right turn and put a creek there, and then cross the creek into the green. So you have to hit like a 200 yard shot, or from the back, I guess you got to hit like a 250 shot, and then you have like a wedge in, but it's just weird because you're playing away from the hole. Like, you can see the hole. There's nothing in between you and the hole, but space and opportunity and a lot of water, but you're hitting away from the hole and you can see it the whole time. Like, there's no tree line. You know what I mean? So, like, normally, if there's a tree line, it's not that big a deal. It doesn't really mess with you, but you're teeing off and you're looking like, dang, the hole's right there. but I got to go this way. I got to go way this way. So it's, I love stuff where it's just not just the same old hit a driver, hit a nine iron right down the middle. You got greenside bunkers and stuff like that. So quirky golf courses are cool, and we want to hear about them. So I want to go play this. I want to go play this Jasper.
I was Musgrove rather Country Club.
Yeah, I want to go play this place. Jasper
is actually a really nice course.
I swear. Really, so you said Guthrie's. I swear they have the first Arby's there too. They have. Isn't that the place where they have that giant the retro Arby's sign on the side of the highway? It's a giant, like either a giant.
I think you're right.
Or a giant hat, but it's like from the 80s.
But is it the original Arby's, or is it just one of the original Arby's signs?
It's probably the original Arby's sign.
I know it's the original Guthrie's that's there, because it's in like, as soon as you come into town, it's in like a shopping center. They still have it there. And so, yeah, his two boys came to Auburn, and that's why he put the two stores up, and they had to run them. That was their college job. And then they never left. Now you've seen them. They've been sponsors on Duff's Bag. Yeah. I mean, you've seen the logo. Those that are listening, I mean, if you've been around Auburn, you've definitely seen them. So, anybody that's listening. So it's a, tell us your quirky stories.
I got one more. Before we go on. So there's a course in Foley, Alabama called Glen Lakes, and it's another one of those three nines. And one of the nine holes, I don't know the 100% the story, but you can look this up. There's a par three, and if you the game is basically, if you don't hit the green, you throw your shoes up in the tree, like you throw your golf shoes up in a tree.
Oh my gosh!
And so like you look, and there's this tree full of golf shoes. It's this, I guess it's this gigantic green. I can't really. It's so long ago when I did it, and I hit the green, thank God. But there's a giant green, and there's shoes up in the tree.
Well, you know me, man. I'm a shoe whore. There's no chance my shoes are going up there.
I'm out.
Everybody would be ticked off with me if I missed the green. They'd be like, you got to. I'm like, I am not throwing my shoes.
Y'all can kiss my whole ass.
Yeah. My personalized shoes, they ain't going. My wife would kill me. She's the one that buys those for me every year for like Christmas. If I came home shoeless, she'd be like, no.
We're going back to get them.
Yeah, go get a ladder. We're going back to get this. You're climbing a tree today. Get up there, monkey boy.
Or you just throw it really low, and then like after the round, you kind of sneak back out and go get them.
Yeah.
No, there's shoes everywhere, all in this tree. It's crazy.
You know, one of the, it's funny, I keep thinking of these. One of the other ones that really sticks out in my mind, and it's a very plain Jane hole, but the reason it sticks out, and I thought you'd appreciate this, Kelly Plantation down in Destin.
Yeah,
or
I always wanted to play. I've never played it.
Number 17, the hole there it's a par four, I do believe. It may be a par five, but that is where the big lake is. And they got a 12-foot alligator in there, and his name is Fred, because Freddie Couples was one of the designers of the course, and then the alligator Fred. And you kind of want – you get warned when you get up on the tee box. It says, don't feed Fred, because Fred will come out of the water, and he thinks that you're a trainer, so he's going to come out. Well, this was like 2 years after they built it, and Fred was already trained. When your cart starts pulling up, Fred comes on up out the water and opens his mouth. So apparently everybody had been feeding Fred the entire, because they also serve, they give you like free apples every other hole that are in coolers that you can. So everybody saves their friggin' apples, and they go and they feed them to Fred. So Fred's trained.
Fred eat the apples?
Yes.
Fred's pissed when he bites into that apple, I bet. He's like, fuck, another apple. I really thought this was a heart.
It's the most regular alligator known to man.
Really thought this was like a lung of a small animal.
No kidding. So, that always stuck out my mind, because the two times I've played it, no kidding, when the carts are coming, I don't know if he feels the vibration or what, he comes up out of the water and sits like right there on the bank with his mouth open. Like, I'm ready. Whatever you boys got, send it my way.
That'd be a pissed off alligator if I got. I don't want no part of that.
Well, that's another part thing. How scary is that? That he gets so comfortable. Next thing you know, he's up on the green wanting to be fed. That's when. And trust me, you don't want to go skipping holes when you've paid $250 to play 18 holes.
Yep. You don't want to be Chubbs either.
No.
You don't want to be Chubbs either. Real quick, let's talk about Swannies. Swannies.co. Guys, these dudes are awesome. You got to check them out. They're sending us a video, sending us a box to do a video soon. We're just going to tease a little bit. I think it's maybe for the Black Friday. They're going to do a Black Friday special coming up, but, if you want to wait on that, you can. If not, you can use our coupon code DadBodGolfPod-25, take 25% off your order. Send us a screenshot to your order. We've been getting some of those lately. Those are great. You can save a ton. I mean, 25% is way more than just knocking the tax off or knocking the shipping off. Like, I mean, take your order, divide it by four,
and yes,
subtract that from the total. I mean, that's basically what you're, that's what you're saving. So that's how 25% works. Kyle, you just explained grown people how percents work. But anyway, save big, get a lot of style, get a lot of bang for your buck. It's already good price, but you can take off even more. So love those dudes. Check them out. Get your pullovers, get your stuff ready for the fall, ready for the winter. Swannies.co. It's where fashion starts.
As Kyle said, we got you an unboxing video coming. We got a bunch of likes on that last time. So we got another one to hit soon. We'll keep you posted.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Moving on. There's a story. You know how I feel about golf rules, and we have a golf rule story. And this one's pretty – I've read it like five times, so I understand what's going on. And
I've read it like 10 times, and there's only one part that sticks out in my mind that I understand, but I'm still kind of questioning that, but whatever.
Yeah. So, make a long story short, there's a guy, college, former Texas All-American, Gavin Hall. He's trying to get his Q school card at Korn Ferry Tour, and he's playing in the second stage at Plantation Preserve Golf Club in Florida, and he gets to a par four that is a – or maybe it's a par five.
It's par four.
It doesn't really matter.
It's a 375-yard par four.
The dog leg all the way around a little lake area. Mm-hmm. And basically where the tee box is situated, if it goes left into the water, you pretty much have to re-tee because it's more than likely has crossed right by the tee box. So he ripped a drive, and it's going left towards the water, and they see a splash. So he tees up another one, rips it down, and he gets up and he finds his other ball, and somehow it hit splash, but it skipped out into play. So he plays that ball, you know, saying, oh, this other one was a provisional. But on the next tee box, one of the other caddies kind of mutters, I think that was probably breaking a rule, which that's kind of, you know, but he doesn't say it loud enough to like stop him from playing.
He didn't say it loud enough where either he or his caddy heard him say it. Neither one of them heard him say it.
So the guy keeps playing. Birdie's like three or four of his last five holes or three out of his last four holes, qualifies, but then he's DQ'd, which really sucks.
It does suck.
Because when you hit the ball in a hazard and you think it's gone and you re-tee, if you don't declare, hey, this is a provisional, you have to play that ball, even if you find your ball that skipped out of the water. And right off the bat, I'm down with, if you're going to hit a provisional, you got to call it. I'm down with that. If it's a provisional, you have to call it, because if that's the case, let's just hit two off every tee box. You know what I mean? Like, let's just hit two off every tee box and just see what happens, especially if one's borderline. I mean, you got to call the provisional. But I have a little bit of issue with the caddy not saying, like, stepping up and saying, hey, wait a minute, look, because Ben clarified there is a get out of jail free card rule.
Yes.
That if you screw up a rule that you're unaware of, you can actually go back and fix it and finish the hole out before you go.
As long as he didn't tee off.
As long as you don't tee off on the next hole. So,
like, they could have got to the tee box, and if that caddy would have told him, hey, man, I think you broke a rule back there by doing this. And then he could have called an official over to say, hey, this is what I did. Is that doable? And the guy would be like, and in order to keep up pace of play too, the official would have said, no, let's go back to what you thought was your provisional. Let's go back to where it landed, redrop it. Like, you don't have to go back to the tee box. You go redrop it if you hit it in the fairway, drop the fairway. You know, take your strokes. He could have gotten out of there with a bogey or a double.
Yeah.
And because he ended up par in the hole. Before he got DQ'd, it was a par.
Ran off a bunch of birdies at the end. You could have made up for the penalty.
Exactly. And because he finished with a 66 and he was like 12th and the top 25 get in. So he was in. I mean, even with that bogey, if he'd had a bogey or a double, what would have gone from 12th to 18th? He still would have been in. So that's a – here's what I don't like, because I know we keep saying that you have to announce this provisional. This is Golf Digest has got the rule pulled up. It says when a provisional ball is allowed. If a ball might be lost outside a penalty area or be out of bounds, to save time, the player may play another ball provisionally under the penalty of stroke and distance. For a ball that might be lost, this applies. When the original ball has not been found and identified and is not yet lost, and when a ball might be lost in a penalty area but also might be lost somewhere else on the course. I don't know where else it'd be. But if the player is aware that the only possible place the original ball could be lost is a penalty area, a provisional ball is not allowed, and a ball played from where the previous stroke was made becomes the player's ball in play under the penalty of stroke and distance.
How do you draw that line?
See, I don't know, because they were all – see, they're all under the impression that it's gone. Like, everybody on the tee box thinks it's gone, but apparently it hit in the water, it made a splash, but it skipped out onto the bank, and they couldn't see it.
So, can you go –
so that's why I hit another one, because he did think it was gone.
Yeah, but, like, okay. So if the player thinks it's gone, there's no provisional. So, here's a tip for everyone. Don't ever think it's gone.
No.
I guess. That's how stupid this is.
That's the thing is he needs
Don't ever think it's gone.
He should have said, you know what? I think it skipped out. I think it's on the bank over there. Like, and I'm going to hit a provisional just in case.
It could have splashed out.
It could have splashed out.
I'm going to hit a provisional just in case.
Because he didn't do that. And see, you imagine his surprise. Like, they get down there and they see the ball sitting over there on the bank. And he's like, well, hell, pick that one up. I'm going to play this one. Mm-mm, can't do that. Because you thought it was lost. I guess his argument could have been like, I never thought it was lost. All you guys said it was lost. I thought it was there the whole time.
The way it reads to me, though, is he thought it was gone and he was hitting his third shot in his mind. That's the way it's reading to me.
It does to me, too. Honestly, I'm just not big. It's kind of like the law, though, Kyle. I'm not big on intent. Like, they don't know what was going through his brain. They can't assume that that was his intent, even though it probably was.
Yeah.
But you just can't. I don't.
You can't just rip two drives, though, and then, like, you can't. I get it, but it's like you can't. He was not playing a provisional. He was playing his third shot.
The thing that's not in this story, it makes me think that while he was on the tee box, he and everybody else on the tee box were like, yeah, that's in. That's gone. Like, somebody said that out loud or something.
Yeah, no doubt. Say it all the time.
Because
I mean, I would have said it opens up over there, but I was like, that's what I would have said. But or
what the caddy should have said, note the caddies, no matter where your player hits the ball, I think it opens up over there. I think you're fine. I think it's all right.
Yeah.
Hit a provisional just in case. But, you know, I think you're good.
Yeah, exactly.
I did find it funny that caddy was here's the other shitty part, in my opinion, besides him not saying it loud enough. If we're going to play game of honors it's going to be an honorable, quote unquote, honorable game, he waited till he left the course and then he called a rule official and said, hey, this dude was cheating on six.
This dude cheated.
Dude cheated and this is what he did. And so they went back and they looked at it and they're like, yeah. And so then this guy's thinking, I'm in. I'm at 12. All I have to do is be in the top 25. I'm in. Nope.
Out.
They call him with the news and say, you are DQ'd. Don't bother showing up tomorrow.
What if the guy's caddy, the guy, I wish we knew more about this story. Cause I want to know
they did
the
not
guy's caddy. Did he get in because this guy went out? That's what I would love to know.
That would be a good point. Or someone he knows, you know,
that's a good Netflix documentary. Yeah. I'd watch that.
Goss a real incestuous game. A lot of people know a lot of people. So
is that guy allowed to be murdered if that's the case? Like retaliation murder?
Oh man.
That was too dark.
That Texas oil money, it goes in deep pockets, and that's where he went to school. And just say it. Yeah, better watch his back.
I still here I got two things. Okay. Number one, if you can't, it's hard to ascribe intent, but like you got to declare that it's a provisional. You can't just rip two drives and just see what happens. Okay. If that guy,
unless you're Bobby, he does all the time.
Yeah, sure. if that guy got up there and saw his ball out, like he had to know he couldn't go play it. Right.
I don't think he did because unless nobody said, nobody but that cat, even they admitted that. Nobody knew that was in one of the, there's been like five articles written, and the ones I read through, there was at one point in time he did not know that was a rule. So that's my thing is ignorance is not bliss when it comes to stuff like this. Like, don't be ignorant, like know the rules. If you don't know the rules, have you a caddy that knows the dang rules?
Yeah.
Because when it comes to stuff like this, I mean, this is a game changer. I mean, what if he doesn't qualify?
Going to the final stage. Hey, yeah. After second stage, he's a card member.
Yeah.
Like he had, you may not have like great status, but like he gets, that's it. You're a card member.
I mean, now he's going to be stuck playing Monday qualifiers and that kind of stuff. I mean, he's, and it's going to be next year before he's able to go back to Q school. And let's hope he didn't drop out of school. I mean, otherwise I don't know if he was a senior or graduated or he dropped out to go pro or what, but.
Even though I get it, I get the provisional thing. There's a part of me that's like, his ball was out. Like that was his shot. Like he didn't cheat.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's part, like he didn't gain an advantage by hitting a second tee shot. Like that ball, his ball was just in play. Like it,
right.
Sometimes, I mean, I get it. You definitely can't just like rip, you don't need to just go rip two drives off every tee and then. But at the same time, like your ball was out. Like, I mean, your ball was in play. So he didn't, it was nothing he did. He didn't advance his lie. He didn't change his lie. He didn't get closer to the, he caught a break that he couldn't see. And that's actually his shot though. Like he played his ball out. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't like he benefited from a free drop. He benefited from something. He played his real ball out. And he qualified. So
I know in the rules, like it says, if you think that it's gone, then you have to hit another one and you have to play it. Well, of course, everybody thought it was gone, but you're going to be hitting another one anyway, even if you don't know if it's questionable, you're going to be hitting another one.
So like, I'm just saying you got from now on, never think it's gone. Just
no,
never, ever think it's gone. Say it, like, even if you think it's gone, don't say it. Don't say that's gone. I'm reteeing. Always say, I think I could possibly find that, but this is my provisional. That's what you have to say. Apparently that's what you have to say. And then if you find it, you're good.
I hate it for him. Cause I mean, as I said, you go from 12th to now you're going to be going through Q school again next year. That sucks.
That sucks big time. Let me tell you what doesn't suck.
What's that?
That's a blue tees rangefinder. Yes. You need to get one. You need to get one tonight. You need to get one today. Whenever you're listening to this, whenever it's over, you need to log on, save big, use coupon code DADBOD. You're already going to save big. Then you can save 10% on top of already saving big. That's like almost a free rangefinder, the way it works. they got all the features that the big guys do, but you only pay a fraction of the price. Mm-hmm. They got Bluetooth speakers, all kinds of other swag. They're awesome. I'm never going to use another rangefinder other than Blue Tees for the rest of my life. Ben's going to be the same way. Check them out. Blue Tees is where rangefinders start. Ben, it's the week.
If you need that Christmas gift too for Blue Tees, I noticed this the other day. I got an email from them since we're one of their ambassadors, and it was say they got the white ones that are out for a limited time.
Ooh, yeah, white out.
The all white outs.
And they're sick too.
You can get everything. You can get the white speaker, get the white range. And they said they're only
selling. It'll be gray within a week, but still. Yeah.
They said they're only selling a limited number of those, though. So if you're going to get one, you need to get it now.
Get there fast.
Send it to the wife. Have her order it for Christmas. Let's get it done, boys.
Send her the link. Make it easy on her. Make it easy on her. Guys, play some golf this weekend. I know there's some football games. It's a little bit. We had a cold spell where we were, but you know what? Next week the temperatures are climbing again. They're going to be 60s, 70s. It's beautiful fall golf. We have our fall member guests this weekend. I'm not playing in it because I play the spring one. Going to go watch a little shootout action on Sunday.
Nice.
College football on Saturday. It's going to be a great weekend. Ben, you got any plans?
I would love to get out on a course somewhere because it looks like Sunday and beyond, we're looking at 75 to 80 degree weather all week. So,
baby.
Maybe a Sunday afternoon round and then possibly a midweek round next week.
There you go. Watch a little CJ. Is it CJ Cup? Is that what it is this weekend?
Whatever it is in South Carolina.
At Congaree, which is pretty sweet. We watched did you see Jordan Spieth quick rake one backwards and miss it?
No.
Yeah, he went for a tap in, quick rake from the left-handed with the back of his putter, missed it.
Had about 4 or 5 feet coming back.
His wife's gonna be mad at him.
I think he made it though, but
you know, she's the one that told him when he started playing like better, and then
he had focus on every shot or something.
Yeah, she said, "Why don't you just take a deep breath and take an extra 5 seconds? Like that's all I'm asking that you do. Just take a deep breath." Take a little extra 5 seconds instead of just walking up there and raking it. And he did that. He must have gotten off of that for now. So
yep. Sounds like. So they're playing this ultra private course that's pretty. Mm. Or is this the one in I swear I thought they said it was Congaree. Well, this is it is Congaree, because this is the one they tried to play in Korea, but there was COVID, so they came back to, so yeah, it's Congaree in South Carolina. So yeah. Watch a little bit of that this weekend. That course is so freaking legit, and maybe that the weather will be cooperating, and it'll be a nice weekend for them. So, guys, appreciate it. Have a great weekend. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online, and we will be back on Monday to wrap up the weekend of golf, maybe tell some golf stories, and talk a little professional golf. So, have a great weekend. Talk to you Sunday or Monday. Dad Bod Golf Pod.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.